In the May issue of the Good News magazine of 1979, in Mr. Armstrong's personal, he ended with the following words: "We in God's church must be made ready, for Christ is coming soon. And we are not yet fully ready to be instantly changed and caught up to meet our Lord as he comes in the clouds." This was reprinted in May 1982 under the title, "What Does Pentecost Mean to You?" Can we turn to Revelations chapter 19? Revelations 19, verses 7 to 9. "Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. He said unto me, these are the true sayings of God." Let's start at verse 7. That was verse 9. "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb." God gives us physical analogies so that we can picture spiritual truths. It's difficult for me, as a man, to imagine the role of the bride, even after 45 plus years of marriage. Or especially after 45 plus years of marriage. But we have an appropriate example for the day of Pentecost in that incredible lady, Ruth the Moabitess. When a widow, she received the following advice from her mother-in-law, Naomi, on how she should approach Boaz, a potential kinsman redeemer, her future husband. If we could look next at Ruth chapter 3. Ruth chapter 3, starting in verse 1. "Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whose maidens you were? Behold, he winnows barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash yourself, therefore, anoint you, put your raiment upon you, get you down to the floor, but make not yourself known unto the man until he has done eating and drinking." Good advice, ladies. Don't approach a chap until he's had his food. "And it shall be, when he lies down, that you shall mark the place where he lies. You shall go in, uncover his feet, lay down, and he will tell you what you shall do." So, taking this as an analogy spiritually, to make ourselves ready, we need to wash ourselves. We need to be cleaned up of our past. We have to repent and continue repenting, changing. We have to be baptized, washed. We are no longer alien, pagan, heathen, a Moabitess, or a Cornishman, or an Irishman, or a Scotsman. Next, anoint you. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We can't do any of this ourselves. It's a gift. Miracle after miracle has to take place in our lives. We can only cooperate, acquiesce, respond. We cannot do any of this of and by ourselves. Put your raiment upon you, arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. We must put on the righteousness of the saints. Live by the faith of Jesus Christ. Or as the RSV says, put on our best clothes. Or put on the best clothes we will be given. get you down to the threshing floor. Live God's way. Have contact with God. Constant study, meditation, prayer. Develop a relationship. And then God will tell us what you shall do, what we must do. God will show us how we should live. We must listen, believe, obey, constant study again. When we are baptized and received the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are begotten into the family of God. We are children of God in embryo. An amazing, amazing truth, which when we first heard of it, was unbelievable. It is very, very difficult to grasp the full implication of this. But to be the bride of Christ, we must be after the God kind. Jesus Christ cannot be involved with a mixed marriage. To be a suitable helpmeet to the Lamb of God, our kinsman redeemer. We most definitely do not come as we are. We must clean up our blemishes and wrinkles, become unspotted by this world. Come out of her, my people. Some of us have had nearly 40 years of getting ready. Some of you, even more. There have been times, of course, when we've all slumbered and slept. Let's look finally at Scripture at Matthew 25. A very, very sober reminder, which now seems almost positive in comparison to what has been happening. It's the parable of the 10 virgins. I won't go through the full 13 verses from 1 to 13, but I do want to emphasize verse 10. While the foolish went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. We've waited a long time, but when things move, they can move quickly. We must be getting ourselves ready, or allowing ourselves to be got ready. We can't put it off. It's a constant effort, a constant responsibility. Judging by physical appearances, we seem much less ready now than when Mr. Armstrong wrote those years ago. But what happened after Mr. Armstrong's death finally woke most of us up. And we could then see just how unready we were. One of the mistakes I made, I thought it was just choosing the right man to follow and expecting to be pulled through on somebody's coattails. Time has shown many of the people we looked up to weren't even converted. If they were of us, they would have not gone out from us. So, as Mr. Armstrong wrote, we in God's church must be made ready, for Christ is coming soon, and we are not yet fully ready. To be instantly changed, caught up to meet our Lord as he comes in the cloud. As Mr. Armstrong said, what does Pentecost mean to you?